Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Rod in Colorado's got that sinking feeling. What's going on?
Well, I have a garage floor. It's sinking in the middle inside of the garage door back door, and it's sunk about 3.5 inches.
Wow.
And I don't know whether I have to tear it all out or whether I can just fill it in with concrete.
Well, let's first talk about why that happened. Typically, how old is your house, Rod?
About 50 years old.
Yeah, well, you know, typically what happens is as the home is constructed, there's a lot of soil disturbance in the garage, and also it tends to be the last place to have the floor put down, so it ends up being a lot of debris that gets tossed in the garage in many situations.
Yeah.
And so that erodes and decays over the years, and all of those soil voids get filled in or open up, and then the concrete sinks and sort of fills that in. So that's what's happening. The good news is that the garage floor is not part of the structure of the home. And
no,
so you're
not
really just dealing with a cosmetic issue. If it's sunk that far, I think the best thing for you to do is to break it up and pull it out and put a new one in. If you pour another layer on top of it, chances are you could have more movement underneath of it. You don't know what the situation is there, and it would be a shame to put the new floor on top of the old one and have it crack again. I know that'd really break your heart. So my suggestion would be for you to tear up the old floor. It's actually not that hard to do, especially if it's 50 years old and already starting to crack. A jackhammer can probably do some pretty serious damage in there in a couple of hours.
And be noisy and fun.
Yeah. Okay, thank you.
You're welcome, Rod. Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.